This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 10. The next day at school, the 7th and 8th graders had an optional assembly about the upcoming winter sports and theater season. Those who didn't want to attend could go to a longer lunch instead, which was just where Tally was headed when she saw Jacob ahead of her by a locker. "Hey, Jacob," she shouted. Jacob glanced over his shoulder and gave her the smallest of nods. Tally jogged to catch up. "Hey, are you going to lunch? Wait, what's wrong?" Jacob looked like he'd been crying. "I don't know. I guess I should go to the assembly and find a new sport." "A new sport?" Tally asked. "Why?" "Carlo is never going to be sound enough to show again," said Jacob, his voice barely above a whisper. Tally exhaled audibly. "Well, playing lacrosse isn't going to make that any better. Come on, let's get lunch and we can talk." They picked up the Monday cafeteria staples, a turkey sandwich, fruit cup, and chocolate milk, and found a table by the window. "So what happened?" Tally asked, poking her straw into the milk carton. Jacob dropped his backpack at his feet and kept his eyes down at his lap. The injury was a strain in Carlo's suspensory ligament, so everyone was hopeful he could recover. My mom was hopeful, Ryan was hopeful, the rehab barn was hopeful. They started to bring him back into work to see if he would stay sound. "He's mostly okay, but they call it, serviceably sound. So, yeah. He can flat, and he can probably do poles and cavalletti a couple times a week, but he'll never go back to the show ring." "That's so sad. I'm really sorry," Tally said. Jacob shrugged. "I'm super sad, but, like, I'm happy too, because we came up with a good plan for him. Ryan said a lot of times with a suspensory, that's it. The horse lives the rest of their lives out in a field. Actually, I'm not sure Carlo would be sad about that." Jacob flashed the smallest of smiles. "But, I mean, eventually he'd get bored. So I'm happy with the solution. We are going to donate him to a school that probably can use him in lessons, or on an IEA team, or an IHSA team." Tally and Jacob were both quiet for a moment before Jacob spoke again. "Ryan said that when you donate a horse to a school like we're going to do with Carlo, they get to have a life afterward. It's like a new career for him, even though it's not the same as showing. I'll really miss him." Jacob looked down again, kicking at his backpack with his foot. "Maybe he'll be really happy doing the IEA or IHSA shows," Tally offered. "They have a lot of flat classes, right? So he'll show again. He just won't jump?" "Yeah, he does love the excitement of a horse show," said Jacob, perking up a little. "I think he'll be okay. It's just that he's the only horse I've ever had, and my mom isn't ready to talk about getting another one. She did say I could keep taking lessons at Quince Oaks, though, twice a week once the rehab is paid off." "Well, that's good news," Tally said. "I rode in the lesson program for like 5 years before Ryan even came to the barn."
"You did?"
"Yeah. I actually didn't know anything about A-rated shows or about showing outside of Oak schooling shows. I've gone back to the lesson program, too, in between projects for Ryan. I still get a little jealous sometimes when you ride, sweetie," she added with a laugh. "She's a good horse," Jacob said, looking a bit happier now as he tore off the plastic seal from his fruit cup. "I rode Scout a couple of times, too. He's a lot of fun. 2 lessons a week will be good. It's just not the same as having a horse that's mine, you know?" Tally nodded. I've never technically had my own horse, but with the catch rides, they've been mine for weeks or even months at a time. But it's really hard when they get sold or go back to their owners. The friends sat in silence for a minute as they dug into their lunches. Tally glanced around the cafeteria, only about a quarter full. You really wanted to join everybody in that theater and sports assembly? She asked Jacob. He laughed. No, I was just feeling sorry for myself. You're right. It's not that big a deal to Carlo once he's settled in a new place. He'll like his new job. And I bet I can get my mom to let me do the Whole Oaks series. Have you seen those long ribbons they give out for year end? I heard there are going to be bigger prizes this year, too. Tally thought of her own third place ribbon, hanging in her room from the series she did with Sweetie. She thought about Carlo, too. Even though donating him was sad for Jacob, he and his mom were doing the right thing by their horse.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.